Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Doing a lot. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494.
I got to take another bite of this cheese steak.
Ooh, this food is delicious.
Give me about 2 seconds.
Wow, we are live today from the Deco Food Hall, the grand reopening, accompanying, of course, accompanied by the unveiling of Angelo's Wilmington. Come on out. This place is awesome. My first time here, Hugh. We got to get back here again. So the place is awesome. The people are out, the atmosphere. And then we just got a chance to hang out with the mayor, Danny from Angelo's. And we got to take a photo. We got to have the first bite as they open up the Angelo's location here. They made cheesesteaks for everyone. They made me this veggie sandwich on the roll.
How's that look good?
That's the cedar roll that they use for this. Whew.
Yeah, this cheesesteak was banging.
It's incredible. Come on out, hang out with us. There's all these restaurants in here, including Angelo's, now in Wilmington. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to everything we've been talking about today. And can we just quit? I don't want to spend a whole hour on this.
Can we
readdress the AJ Brown Instagram post from yesterday?
Do we have to?
Yes. Because I was driving in today and I heard a lot of great callers on the morning show. Mm-hmm. And this got brought up, right? Of course it did. And people were chiming in. And it really, I forget, I think it might have been a caller who kind of, you ever hear something from someone else's perspective and it triggers something in your head? So I heard a caller react to it this morning on the morning show. And I started thinking about the AJ post, and we brought it up yesterday. If you missed an AJ Brown Instagram post yesterday, quote, using me but not using me. And we kind of unpacked what it meant. And I realized as I was listening to a caller this morning on the morning show that we ignored when it happened. It's not just always the what, it's the when, right? It's not just the why. What was yesterday, Hugh?
BG Day.
Brandon Graham unretired yesterday. An Eagles Hall, a future Eagles Hall of Famer, one of the great players in franchise history, is coming back to the team to try to help them win another Super Bowl. That was the story of yesterday.
Yes.
A.J. Brown chose yesterday to make the story about him. That's annoying. Like, not that, like, the subject or the words, who cares? Like, it's just A.J. being cryptic like always, right?
Yes.
It's the fact that he's got, it's always about A.J. Brown. It's always about him. When they're not throwing the ball, it's about him. When they're throwing the ball, it's about him. Cryptic stuff, post-game stuff, locker room stuff. You know they're going to be asked about this week. He's made himself the story again. He couldn't, like on Sunday, what's the story? Well, Jalen Hurts' best career day. No, wait. Don't forget about me. I'm A.J. Brown. I'm going to have the moment people are talking about after the game by yelling into the camera. Yesterday, BG Day. He's back. He's rejoining the Eagles. Don't forget about me. It's exhausting. He has to be the story all the time. Like, and I know someone's listening right now, like, well, Joe, you don't have to talk about it. He doesn't have to post it. He's the one choosing to post it. I promise you, I will not be looking on his Instagram for something. If he posts something or his Twitter or whatever, then we're going to talk about it. He chooses to post it. It's annoying, Hugh. He's a great football player, obviously. And he had 2 touchdowns on Sunday. They wouldn't have won without it. That's great. But this stuff is just annoying. He chose again yesterday to make it about him. It annoyed me.
You know, Joe, it's... I didn't look at it like that, but I get what you're saying. And here's the thing. It kind of adds validity to what I talked about yesterday. And I'm not saying I told you so, but this is what we do. This is our job. This is what we are tasked to do. And when I said yesterday that there's potentially not everybody going to be happy about BG coming back, I give you Exhibit A. You chose that moment to do that. Now, I'm not mad at AJ or anything like that, because I feel like deep down inside, that's just who AJ is. You know what I mean? AJ wants to win. And I'm going to tell you, like, some of the guys that I've talked to have said, I don't want a receiver on my squad who doesn't want the football or who doesn't feel the way that he feels. Because when you look at it, when it boils down to it, most of those guys that are like that are really successful.
Sure. It's kind of woven into their personality.
It's almost like being in a relationship with a significant other where you like everything about them, except that when they see you talking to anybody on any level, they just snap out. Mm. You have to.
But that would get old after a while.
It does get old, but there are certain things that happen throughout the course of that relationship that makes it tolerable. And that's what we're dealing with when it comes to AJ. We saw the greatness that was AJ Brown this weekend.
Yeah, of course. It's there.
And to your point, Joe, it is telling. I'm not saying that he did that, but there is something to the timing of him making that post on the day, off day. Number one is an off day. You know, off day at NFL. They go back to work today, the week before you get ready to go Giants week. You know? So, I mean, I get that. But, hey, sometimes you got to take the good with the bad, man.
I know.
Okay. You got to take the good with the bad.
And I know you could say it's maybe a coincidence. I don't know, man. Like, yesterday, AJ is just like anybody else, right? He's on his phone a lot, especially the younger generation.
Yeah.
What was everything he saw yesterday was about Brandon Graham.
And, yeah. And
of course, right? He unretired yesterday. He's an Eagles great coming back to try to help the team. And to make yesterday, don't forget about me. Talk about me. Comment on, like, just enough. Just enough. It's become to the point where it's enough of the AJ Brown stuff. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Your reaction to all this. Has the Eagles' passing game fully turned a corner here? I believe it's turned a corner. We're better. We are a better passing game now, with AJ's part of it, obviously, than we were in the month of September. Your reaction to that? Sixers, are you excited as the season starts tonight? And the Bryce Harper stuff, my antenna's up on this one. Something is going on. I don't think it's nothing. And I am watching this situation. With Boris firing back yesterday, Joel Sherman, and Hugh makes a very fair point. If you're discrediting Joel Sherman because you don't like what he says, you're acting foolish. Like, the guy's been reporting on baseball I remember reading him when I was a kid. Like, he's been around for 25, 30 years.
But see, that's what people, it's called copium. You know, we talk about it all the time. It's called copium.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, using your brain and thinking about, hey, maybe there's something here, you just want to poo-poo it.
Yeah, and that's silly. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio here?
Chuck.
What's up, man?
As I'm driving in, right, I'm thinking about this, right? That Bryce Harper situation, if when there's smoke, there's fire. And I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I mean? Smoke, there's fire. Now, it's been very interesting, and I tell you, things are not looking too good for the Phillies, if they let Bryce Harper go. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I want to say something, Joe Gilio. I want to give you your flowers, man. You know, I love listening to you because you're so refreshing. Meaning, you think like I do at times. You know what I mean? And I like the way you think sometimes, because all I hear on this radio station about the 76ers and the Eagles offense is they're getting back. You know, if they get healthy, they could beat anybody in the league. The Eagles are going to be there at the end of the year. But I just want to say this about the Sixers thing, right? All I hear is Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid. You know, this ain't 2014 or 15. He had his shot. Okay, and he failed to, you know, cash in on what he had, golden opportunities to become a champion, or, you know, solidify his name and greatness here. And he failed to do that. Now you're going to try to tell me that we're going to take away from these young guys, you know what I mean? Because I still think that next year has a lot that he's involved in for. He's going to involve into a 26, 27-point per night score and a bona fide all-star. He hasn't hit his ceiling yet. He knows how to play with that weight on him now, you know what I'm saying? And he's going to be a baller. And VJ has some guys the limit. And then you got Quinn Grimes and McCain coming back. These young cats, man. And that guy in the center, a bonus. You know, he plays like a Serge Ibaka type, Clint Capella type guy. You know, block shots, rebounds, plays the center position the right way. And all we can talk about is the injured Joel Embiid, who's never come through in the clutch for us. And I like that he set the record straight. I don't care about Joel Embiid right now. I really don't. And for people to sit up here and say, we need Joel Embiid to be successful, you know, those guys are coming on in the afternoon show. That's all you're going to hear this afternoon drive, especially because they love Joel Embiid. They're bootlickers of Joel Embiid. And you're insane if you think that we need him at this point to become successful. He had his opportunity for us to need him to become successful, and he has never cashed in on it. Never.
Okay. Never. Chuck, his time has passed. He's still here, so we got to deal with that. But Chuck Kufunkel, his time has passed, though. And I know he's still on the team, but he's not why I'm excited to watch basketball tonight. I know he's going to be out there, and he at one point was an MVP-caliber player.
Hall of Famer.
Sure, he's going to the Hall of Fame. But those days have passed. I don't expect that anymore. I'm going to give you a comparison to where I think the transition is happening.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers now remind me of the Eagles 2009-2010. Donovan was at the end. And if you were getting excited, it was about LeSean McCoy.
Shady, yeah.
And DeSean Jackson, right? That's why that team you kind of thought maybe could become something in the coming years. And whatever, that didn't work out the way people hoped, right? Chip came in and destroyed the whole thing. But those guys could play, right? That's why there was reason to be excited those years with the Eagles. It wasn't Donovan at the end. Donovan was very close to the end of his career. That's the way I view Joel. I don't care how many years he has left on his contract. I don't think he's going to play basketball in 3 years.
They gave him a ton of
players. I just think we're fooling ourselves if it's like, if we could just keep Joel healthy and
I hear you, but they did just give him a lot of money.
And that's their fault.
I still feel like they're going to try. It's going to be interesting to see what tonight looks like and how they run this offense and if they try to run it through Joel like they did in the past. If I was a bet man, which I am, $2, I bet a $2 bet that they do run the offense through Joel. I think that's what they're – no, I'm saying – but think about it. He's the elder statesman. He's the Hall of Famer. And he's the guy – that in the past you've tried to build this team around.
Yeah,
right?
You know what could happen? He could slow them down.
And that's true, Joe, but what other recourse do you have? Because he's the big ticket. Like, at the end of the day, most people that are going to be tuning into this game tonight, if you're being realistic, they're not tuning in for the young guys. They're tuning in to see what Joel is potentially doing.
Those people are crazy.
Well, we are. Yeah, that would be me.
I understand there's a reason to want to see if a big fella has it still. Aren't we walking the plank with this thing?
He
may have it tonight. Is he going to have it in January? Probably not. Like, how many times do you have to see the same thing before you say, I'm done with this?
How many more years did he sign for?
Too many.
That's what I'm saying. So that's how many more times I'm going to look and see
I know.
What it
but,
is.
But at least, last year, the year before, what else did we have? But now we actually have some young guys that, and I know McCain is out right now with a thumb injury, but there are three players here that could lead them out of the Embiid George nonsense.
Yeah.
They could.
Yeah, but And I don't know this for sure, but I feel like tonight is going to be more of you're going to try to get the big fella going. I really do believe that.
Living in the past, Douglas.
No, I'm not living in the past. It's just that when you talk about the financials of this situation that we're talking about, he's the guy that they've tried to run this offense through all this time.
Well,
and when he was hurt, they gave him money. So, I think they're going to try to do that.
Well, then Nick Nurse is going to get fired at the end of the season. All right, this segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you, Meineke.com. Jay and Philly's up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
Jay, what's up, pal?
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. So we debate if a team is ready to trade a guy who the last 3 years he's led the team, they've lost in the first playoff round that they played. He often gets hurt, and you feel like he seems much older than he is, and he wants more money. And we're sitting here talking about, oh, my God, are they really going to trade him? said, better players have been traded from better situations. So it's not impossible, man. And if he goes, what did he do? So I'll ask you this. Is his tenure, if he don't win a World Series, is he better in the city than Donovan McNabb was?
No. I would say even probably not better.
Look how we did Donovan, man. So who cares about, man? And Donovan was drafted here. He was our guy. This guy came to us. So guess what? See you later. And that's all I got to say about that. The passing game, I don't think we've turned the corner. We'll be up and down. The offensive line is hurt. We got a running game that's not non-existent. So there'll be times where we can run against pass against teams, and then there's times where since we can't do nothing else, it's going to be, you know, up and down. But as long as we look great going into the playoffs, that's all it meant. We stack wins, you know. I'm not scared of none of those teams you mentioned. I'm not scared of Sam Darnold in a playoff game. Get real. I'm not scared of Jared Goff if we can stop the running game of Detroit. I'm not scared of Jared Goff in a big game. I'm not scared of Jordan Love in a big game. So these teams in the NFC look good, but everybody has a weakness, and none of those teams scare me because we can get at their weakness.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think there is the best team in football is probably not in the NFC. It might be the Chiefs again in the AFC, right? But I would also say, and Jay, good phone call, Hugh, right now, teams, I'm sure the Lions and Seahawks and Rams look at the Eagles and say, we're not scared of that.
No, that.
Like right now.
Dog, I'm here to tell you, I hear what you're saying, bro. But Detroit Lions look physical.
Sure.
They look physical.
What's to me, what the challenge of the NFC this is going to be this year is 1 through 7 or 8 all look good. So yeah, it's going to be a gauntlet to get through it, especially if we don't have home field. Now, yeah, home field will change things. You only have to play two games, right? Two home games to get to the Super Bowl. That's a difference. But
yeah,
to win but three games and then maybe two on the road, that
physical.
Yeah. Well, they do.
They look fit. I mean, and that's the thing, man. I mean, it's you're never supposed to be afraid of anybody, but you respect what you see. And right now, with that two-pronged attack, them running the football and what Jared Goff has been able to do, I mean, they look physical.
Yeah, and look, for the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl again, they're going to have to get better from where they are right now.
Yeah.
Right? The team they are today is not ready. I mean, and now they have time. And luckily, the division does not look as deep as it was. Or, you know, the Commanders don't look as good as they did last year, right?
Dakota looked like he's doing his thing.
You starting to be afraid of the Cowboys?
No, I'm just saying. Like, see,
I'm just.
See,
all right, hold on.
I think he was just figured out that I was vibrating at a higher frequency.
No, I'm just saying.
Can I ask the question a different way? Because I know you don't want to say you're afraid of the Cowboys.
I'm not afraid.
Do
of
you have your eye on the Cowboys?
Well, I would say this: when we were talking about the division,
yep,
and who would be our biggest opponent.
We thought
we didn't think it was going to be. Well, we didn't think it was going to be the Cowboys.
Quinn did. Cowboy Quinn.
Okay, yeah, he was vibrating on a higher frequency.
And I have vision, third eye,
and he has vision, third eye. I give him his props.
But now they look like the second best team.
They do. They don't have a good defense. Only if they had a pass rush.
If only they could find an elite pass rusher. I wonder where they can get one of those. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here to hop in on all these things, including the Bryce Harper situation. We played the audio from Dombrowski last week, Joel Sherman saying he would not be surprised if there was a trade this offseason. I am officially monitoring this Bryce Harper situation. Something is going on here. If you don't see it,
then you're an idiot.
Well, I didn't want to put it that bluntly, but something's wrong with you.
You're not that bright.
Something's going on here. Again, if this was the kind of organization where this happened every year, Hugh, then you kind of roll your eyes, right? Like, but that's not who the Phillies typically are. They're not like, hey, we might trade our players, rumor team.
And then you could have worded what you worded about Bryce a little bit better because you've done it before.
Yeah.
You've done it before. That's where, to me, there's something to this.
Something.
There's somewhere. If you'd be foolish not to think that there's a rift somewhere because of the way he answered the question,
right,
or the way he framed the question.
When you go back,
to answer.
Like, I know they have a lot of contracts they got to give out this offseason, so I've seen some theories out there, like maybe they want to move the Harper contract so they have more money. His contract really isn't that prohibitive. I think he has 6 years, $144 left on his deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's, in the modern game, that's not that much money, right? Like, yeah, maybe he's not elite anymore, but he's not super overpaid, right? He doesn't get paid $50 million. Like, Soto just signed for, like, $50 million a year. Harper gets paid, like, $26 a year, so.
Yeah, they ain't like his blunt. It's going to hurt your cap that much.
Right, like, exactly. Like, if the contract stays what it is, it's not hurting them. So that tells me he wants more money, like we've heard before, or they're getting tired of this whole thing. Mike in Moortown's up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Pretty Mike.
Good.
What's up?
Yeah, so I think, you know, Jalen Hurts had a fantastic game, but the Eagles were still 3 out of 10 on third down. They had 13 first downs and the Vikings had 21. So their passing game was, like, better, and, you know, Jalen Hurts throws a great deep ball. But when they need to sustain drives, like, middle of the field, at those middle passes, I just don't think they've shown enough to be able to say, okay, they can beat the teams in the playoffs. Because in the playoffs, the teams are not going to throw pick sixes and score field goals. They're going to score touchdowns. And we're going to need to sustain drive and, you know, if we want to get to where we want to go. So I think I need to see more, especially in kind of that middle of the field passing game and also, of course, the running game.
So Mike, you know. Overall, I agree with you. Like, the Eagles, have not turned the corner yet, right? Like, they haven't all the facets are not working together the way they were at the end last year for me to feel like, all right, here we go. We're going to reel off 6, 7, 8 wins in a row. But specifically the passing game, Mike, has been better the last 3 weeks. Like, if I add it all together 3 weeks in a row, it's not perfect, Mike, but it's a lot better than September.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I agree with you. But, you know, I think that the problems that are going to show up later are going to be, okay, Jalen holding onto the ball, still probably a little too long. And, like, those middle-of-the-field passes, you're going to need to complete a lot more of those, you know, to really be, like, an elite passing offense. Because they can't be middle-of-the-field passing offense and 30 out of 32 in the rushing and good anywhere.
Well, yeah, and especially with the defense not as dominant as it was last year. Mike agreed. It's going to be hard. The one thing, Hugh, when you go to last week, it's funny. Kyle mentioned this earlier. A lot of Jalen's throws were kind of like running around and bombing it down the field.
Improvised.
It wasn't as much on schedule. Like, just drop back. Like, the Devontae one was. That was a design, drop back, boom, you know, hit the back foot hit, and he let it go. But the other ones, like the first touchdown, he kind of waited. There was good protection on that, and he kind of told AJ, keep going, right? And he bombed it up to him. It was more like broken plays for the passing on Sunday.
Yeah. No. I was replaying them in my head. Yeah, it was. And that's where we have to get better, because I remember one play. AJ stopped running. He told him, keep running.
That was the first touchdown.
Yeah, they keep running. So, yeah, you have to be on time. That defense was playing. You know, you had the advantage in the secondary against that secondary of the Minnesota Vikings.
Right.
But it's not going to be like that. You know, when you talk about going up against the New York Giants, that defensive line, get after you a little bit. They got some good young Thundercats up front. You're going to have those scheduled throws. They're going to make it hard for you to improvise.
Well, and it's also ironic because Jalen was almost perfect on Sunday, but he missed he threw the ball. The one bad – he had, like, one not good throw Sunday. That was the second-to-last throw he made. He threw the ball behind AJ on the slant. Like, sometimes Jalen, the little things, the simple things he doesn't do well, like a six-yard slant, he throws it behind AJ Brown, but then he has a perfect bomb down the field, and the whole thing ends up working. 215-592-9494. All right, we are live today at the Deco Food Hall in Wilmington. Did you finish your cheesesteak yet?
I'm gonna smash it and go to break.
Yeah, the food here is incredible. Come on out. You didn't get any of the what do you call it? It's the Mediterranean.
Mediterranean.
Yeah,
I didn't get that yet.
You might get some of
that.
I'm
gonna get some more Mediterranean.
I was looking around to see what they have here. So they have sushi, obviously Angelo's Pizza, cheesesteaks, Mediterranean.
They got some tacos.
Tacos, pizza. Some of the pizza, that's what they brought us last week. The food's incredible. Come on out. There's a coffee shop as well. Come on out. Deco in.
We got a bar in here too. Like, if you come at night, you can get banged up.
Well, you did ask before the show started.
I did, but I was being funny. But they did say the bar about the open.
A very nice lady asked us if they can get us anything, and we just had a little coffee right before the show. Man, but you did joke that
shots.
Like, is the bar open?
Like, yeah, some beers or whatever. She said the bar opens at what, noon?
Yeah, she thought you were serious. She was like, it's 11 o'clock.
No, I wasn't.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning. All right, 215-592-9494. It feels to me like the Eagles' passing game has turned the corner. Agree or disagree on what you're seeing over the last couple weeks here? Sixers opening night. Are you excited?
And yes.
I am too. And again, it's not about Joel Embiid, though. I'm not excited for that. I'm excited for VJ Edgecombe and Maxey and a team that runs and a team that they can't hurt me this year. Like, if they win 35 games, I'm not going to scream and yell.
You can't hurt me anymore.
They won, they won 25, 26 games last year?
You can't hurt me.
You can't hurt me anymore.
You can't hurt me.
That's over. And the Bryce Harper situation is Scott Boras fires back. I officially have my eye on it. Do you, with the Phillies and Bryce Harper? It feels like something is going on here. And for the first time, there's some turbulence in this relationship. More calls on all that. Plus, the segment everyone waits for every week, you are updated. NFL quarterback power rankings. The top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Jalen Hurts was out of my top 10 last week. Did he get back in? With a perfect passer rating. We'll get to that next. Midday Show live from Deco Food Hall in Wilmington on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I feel like this. We haven't had this song on the show in a while. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. Today, we are at the Deco Food Hall in Wilmington, Delaware. If you're anywhere close, come on out. This place is awesome.
Come hang out.
We just had some Angelo's.
Good cheesesteak.
I mean, my goodness. The rolls, the cedar rolls, this place is incredible. You get anything you want. Pizza, Mediterranean, how do you pronounce it again?
Mediterranean.
That's right. The tacos, the sushi, the coffee, it's all here. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to discuss. We will get to our updated QB power rankings in just a couple minutes. Top 10 quarterbacks of pro football right now as we enter week 8 of the season. But here we open the show today, and if people missed it earlier, discussing the Eagles passing game. And I am ready to say, I'll stand up and say it. I'll join Ike Reese, who I know was saying this a little bit before last week even happened, like after the Giants game and Broncos game. He thought the passing game was going in the right direction.
Yeah, it's trending in the right direction.
Well, I see 3 weeks now. I see you look at the numbers for 3 weeks, Jalen Hurts, 70.2% completion, 9.5 yards an attempt. 9.5 yards an attempt, those, if you do that over a full season, you win an MVP, right? I'm not saying this is a full season. It's been three games. But that's big-time efficiency.
Yeah.
116.8 passer rating. It's a lot going on here over the last 3 weeks. Almost 300 yards per game. And even in that, he's missed some throws, right? He missed Devontae against the Giants. He missed AJ against the Broncos. And again, some his fault, some maybe AJ's fault, whatever. But I see the passing game. I see wide open receivers down the field. I saw AJ wide open 2 weeks ago against the Giants in the end zone. If they keep doing that, they're going to score points. They're going to move the football. There will be explosives. I feel like the passing game has turned the corner. Hugh Douglas, are you ready to go there?
I'm not ready to go there. It's trending in the right direction. No question about that. I like what I've seen from Jalen. I even talked about last week how, you know, when you take away the actual score, it wasn't a bad day. And just like we talked about last week, when you talk about if Jalen was a younger quarterback, this would be a little bit more acceptable. You know what I mean? It, not saying that it's not acceptable.
Well, we might be doing jumping jacks if it was a young quarterback, yeah, right? Like these last three games all together, yeah, we might say, wow, we got the guy.
But there is something to, like, when you look at Jalen's won a Super Bowl. Jalen's accomplished. But I feel like when we shouldn't have to every year, when it comes to the quarterback or the offense coordinator, if it changes as much as it does, it changes a lot. I'll acknowledge that.
it shouldn't be as sporadic as it feels. And I think that's fair to say. That's not me, you know, poo-pooing on Jalen.
No,
but
it's sporadic.
It's one of those things where, you know, we have a bunch of different examples of change in the offensive coordinators and the quarterback room and things of that nature where it just seems seamless. And my biggest example of that is this year's the Detroit Lions and what they've been able to do.
Well, a new coordinator on both sides.
Yeah, and it looks eerily similar to what it was when you had Aaron Glenn and who was the other
guy?
Ben Johnson.
Who's now with the Bears.
Yeah, with the Bears. So it's one of those things where you look at it and you think to yourself, we're in a good spot, but it shouldn't, you know what they say, work harder, not smarter? Well, work smarter, not harder?
Work smarter, not harder. You don't want to work harder, not smarter.
No one wants to not be smart.
I
messed that one up. Players mess up. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it just feels like what we've accomplished over the last season shouldn't feel as hard as it does.
Well, I agree with that. And the first month, now that we've seen the passing game start to move a little bit the last 3 weeks, it really, the first month was ridiculous. Like, bad. Like, there should never be a month with these weapons and this quarterback that they average 110 yards a game passing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, it's – and again, it'd be one thing if they were up 3 touchdowns in every game, you just run the ball. Okay, that's different. That wasn't the case in September. I think they've turned a corner here, and some of that is Jalen playing a little bit better. Some of it is Petullo, too. Like,
they're getting on the same page.
I think it is. And that – the bomb to Devontae on Sunday was probably the best drawn-up play call. It was the best combination of execution – the coach getting to it. Obviously, we heard the story that Devontae kept going to the sidelines and saying,
with
this play's here, we could do it. But then it takes 2 or 3 to tango, right? Like, it takes Devontae to see it. It takes Petullo to call it in the right spot against the defense that's going to work against. And it takes Jalen to hit
execution,
the play.
All of that.
I mean, that was the best we've seen the whole year of good design, smart players, execution, the whole thing. Like, I feel like this thing's turned a corner. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down as the Eagles passing game turned a corner here? Let's go to Dan in Harleysville, and then, you know, we got to get to our QB power rankings entering week 8 in the NFL. Dan, what's up?
Hey, you know, I just want to say shout out to the defense and Jalen Hunt, because if Hockenson came down with that touchdown, it would have been another story. Our offense, we're definitely getting into gear, and that's great to see, and things are progressing, but we got to stop being so predictable. We got to do more play action first and second down. We can't keep on throwing Saquon up the middle. I like what I saw from Jalen. He is who we thought he was. He always has been, and this game definitely is a testament to that. That second half made some big-time plays. That's why we got the W, but Kevin Petullo has got to call. He's got to let Jalen pass it a little more.
Well, I mean, the last 3 weeks they passed it a lot, Dan. Now, this past Sunday, it was only 23 throws or whatever it was. But that's because they were hitting shots, and it was like, you know, they didn't even have the ball for that many total plays. Dan, I actually think he's let him throw it a lot the last few weeks. It was over 30 times against the Giants, 30 times against the Broncos. They're throwing it a lot. They're throwing it more than last year.
Yes, and Jalen, that Giants game, if he hit Devontae, I think it would have been a whole other story.
Of course,
we can take him down this upcoming week.
Well, they better. I mean, Dan, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, this.
That little glitch.
Yeah.
Glitched out for a minute.
A little glitch in the Matrix there?
Yeah, he glitched out for a minute.
Yeah, this is a no-excuse week for the Eagles. I know we already had kind of scared of the Giants Douglas yesterday.
Oh, come on.
I mean, wait, when Kyle and I said this should be a style points
come
game.
On.
When we said yesterday it should be a style points game, you totally poo-pooed it.
No, I'm saying that the Giants
style points.
Giants score a lot of points, man. Giants have scored a lot of points.
You know, I'm half waiting. After all the way Hughes talked the last few days, for Jackson Dart to be in his top 10 quarterbacks when we do this this coming up. I'm half expecting it.
I think that's a good prediction.
Right, I'm just saying.
Have to wait and see.
I'm just saying, like, you're talking them up as if, you know.
No, knowing
it's Hugh, young Marino.
Knowing like, Hugh, you would have guessed that, and he's going to erase Dart from his.
See, that's why I write in pen. I always write in pen,
right,
because I stay true to whatever I pick. That's what I stick with.
Yeah, we might need a behind the scenes.
I do have a pencil, though.
We have a video of Hugh as he. I got to watch the magic being made. I got to watch the.
You got the with the sausage being made.
Yeah. This morning.
Speaking of, you people got to watch you guys eat during the break.
Oh, wonderful!
Killed us on that.
Yeah.
So no, I mean, we'll have some comments.
I'm not going to eat because you people are watching.
You know what?
I'm hungry.
Since we're talking randomly, did y'all see Shady McCoy throw Acho under the bus? Did y'all see that?
I did. I think I said it to you. I said it to the group. It was wild.
And Acho, there were no parts of that conversation.
Well, because, you know, they was talking about stuff that shouldn't be talked about on air.
Yeah, he was talking about, he said, like, you running through Fox. What did he say? Running through Fox Studios, running rampant. And Acho was, he really didn't want to have that conversation.
It made me, we're not the only childish ones, because once he brought it up, the producer started giggling. Behind the scenes, they were giggling, and Acho lost his mind at some point.
Yeah, because it was embarrassing.
Well, of course it's embarrassing.
Hey, man, own that, man. Listen, you did what you did.
Well, at some point when they mentioned the comment section was talking about peanut butter skin, I knew the whole thing was...
Peanut butter jelly time.
The whole thing went fully off the rails.
I love Shady for that, man. I almost texted him after that. I was like, boy, you wild.
Yeah, no, that was totally wild. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of wild, we do it once a week. It is our weekly quarterback power rankings as we head into week 8. Hugh Douglas, let the people know who the top 10 quarterbacks in pro football are right now.
You want me to tell? You want to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, you just set it up.
Well, I feel like I have to kind of clean it up after you. Like,
all right, dude.
I mean, this is the guy that put Spencer Rattler in. I got to go second here. So you go first.
He loads the bases, and Joe's got to get out of the dirty inning.
Oh, wait a minute. What are you talking about, man? I have my quarterback list this week is fire.
Oh, boy.
Coming in at number one, we have Dak Prescott, Dakota Prescott.
Wow.
We got Daniel Jones. We got Pat Mahomes. We got Drake May, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's on the list. We got Jalen Hurts coming in at number six. We got Jared Goff, Matt Stafford, Justin Herbert. And rounding out the list at number 10 is Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones.
Wow.
Mac Jones.
Purdy deniers rise up, Hugh.
Wow.
Look, Max likes my list.
Every week you put one quarterback in, they're all like,
Mac
what?
Jones.
Just two?
Who? Mac Jones.
So you've had weeks in here with Spencer Rattler.
Mac Jones.
Who?
Mac Jones. Didn't they win last week? Didn't Bryce Huff do his thing? Oh, you know what really triggered
people? Because the coach of the year is Shanahan.
The trigger people was the Bryce Huff comment.
that comment section got wild.
Yeah, I had Twitter beef all over.
Yeah, I noticed.
Twitter beef. So now, well, you know.
I kept it clean, though.
You know, Hugh, I hate to do this to you.
What you got?
You were the one telling me a couple years ago that Purdy was the second best quarterback in football.
And at the time, he was.
No, he wasn't.
New information.
He wasn't.
Now we got Mac Jones.
He never was. I had vision. Third eye.
The truth was, he never was.
Mac Jones.
And also the truth is Mac Jones is not a top 10 quarterback in pro football.
He a top 10 on my list.
Oh, God.
No, Hugh, just keep saying Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. Who? Back then, they didn't want me.
And this
now
is why.
They all on me.
This is why I have to go second. Because we have to clean this up. All right.
Living my truth.
Imagine if I told you before the season that you would have straight-faced would say...
Straight-faced.
Dak Prescott 1, Daniel Jones 2...
Dakota.
And Patrick Mahomes 3. And you know what? Dak...
Dak been balling, man.
I think I've asked you this every week now for 7 or 8 weeks. Are we believing this Daniel Jones thing? Dude, they are... I saw a stat this week in terms of the most efficient offenses in the last 25 years. On the list... Some of Mahomes' Chiefs teams, the undefeated Patriots.
The Falcons too, right?
Peyton Manning's Colts, I think the 2016 Falcons.
Yeah.
Number one, the Daniel Jones-led Colts.
I think they're
good.
I think that's more of an indictment on the Giants than anything.
You know who else an indictment on?
Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Because all those, they didn't acquire any new receivers or running backs.
No.
Like,
that's more an indictment on them.
I agree. But Jones obviously has a second life to his career now. I mean, I think he's been in our top tens every week. That means he's good. So I didn't see it coming, but here he is. All right, my top 10 quarterbacks right now as we enter week 8. And we'll see if Jalen Hurts gets his way back onto the list after missing out last week. Number one is Patrick Mahomes. He's back. You know, we had a couple years where the Chiefs offense was down. We even had the beginning of the season because when the Eagles went in there, they weren't the same.
Yeah, they were kind of hurting.
Well, they're healthy now, right? He's got all three of his receivers back. Rashee Rice, 7 catches last week. Mahomes back to number one. Number two, Josh Allen. Number three, I have Daniel Jones. I mean, that's how good he's been this year in that Colts offense. Number four, I have Dak. Boy, Dak's carrying a bad defense. That defense isn't any good, and they're scoring a lot of points. Number five, you were earlier on this than I was, Hugh, but I see the light now. Drake May looks like he's the real deal.
He's been in my top 10 for like the last couple weeks.
Some of those throws he has on the run, bombing the ball down the field.
Yeah.
He looks like the real deal in New England. Number 6, Jared Goff. Number 7, Matthew Stafford. Threw 5 touchdowns last week. Old guy can still play. Number 8, Sam Darnold. Number 9, Justin Herbert. He's come back to earth a little bit.
We got the same one, Justin Herbert. We're the same
He's come back. I mean, he was like 2 or 3 to start the season. He's fallen off a little bit. And I put Jalen Hurts back in. Jalen Hurts back in my top 10. You have a perfect passer rating. It's hard to keep you out of the top 10.
Yeah.
He earned it this week. And when you add the season together last couple weeks, Jalen Hurts, number 10. So my top 10, Mahomes, Allen, Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott, Drake May, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, Sam Darnold, Justin Herbert, and Jalen Hurts. Hugh, a guy that is not in either of our top 10s, and he was in my top 5 before the season started. Jaden Daniels, been a rough year with injuries.
Yeah.
And
his mom out there popping off.
The whole Brady thing?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, not the Brady thing.
Well,
the fact that she didn't want nobody to comparison to RG3.
Well, he's getting hurt. Those comparisons are inevitable. By the way, he has officially been ruled out for Monday Night Football, so he's out this week.
Oh, they're close.
They're in trouble.
Yeah. Like,
we had the Kiss the Baby contestant yesterday, picked them to miss the playoffs. Are they 3-4 now? I think that's their record, right?
Yeah, because Dakota and his crew is third. They're third on the list.
And so
three and one, yeah.
The Commanders go to Kansas City Monday night without Jaden Daniels?
Yep.
They're 3-5.
Marcus Mariota, the QB, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, they have a similar schedule to us because they're in the same division. They have Seattle and then Detroit after that.
Wow, their season could be over by Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know what? There's 2 great parts of that for the Eagles. One, obviously, less of a threat, right? Because they looked like the biggest threat before the season. Two, Hugh, if they keep struggling and Jaden's knee is bothering him, they could shut him down by the end of the year. The Eagles play the Commanders twice in the last 3 weeks. Those games looked like, oh no, twice the Commanders in 3 weeks.
Yeah, don't look the same as they did.
It wouldn't surprise me if he continues to be banged up all year and they get to December and they're like 4-8 and they just say, let's just shut this down for this year.
Yeah.
We'll get him healthy for next year. Those could be free wins for the Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, because you're not worried about Marcus Mariota doing it. Yeah,
no.
You ain't worried about that.
You've never worried about Marcus Mariota.
No, he's what they call different.
He was one of the first Eagles you flamed when you got back to WIP.
Flamed,
you destroyed the guy.
Let's
go to David in Virginia, who's up on WIP. What's up, David?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, David. What's up?
This is David. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
we heard you. We said Dave when you picked up the phone. What's up, man?
Yeah, first time caller, long time listener. I've been a fan since 1970. So
you've seen a lot. You've seen some good offenses
Been around the block.
You are grizzled, David.
Yes. One of the things I want to ask you guys. I know you would like to compare how Jalen is compared to the rest of the league currently. But one thing that's interesting to compare is how he compares with the Eagles' historic quarterbacks like McNabb and Foles. If you look at 2004 McNabb's stats and 2013 Foles' stats, their best seasons, they had 64% completion, Jalen right around 70. Yards per game, McNabb was 258, Foles was 222. Touchdowns and interceptions, Foles was 27-2, McNabb was 31-8. So if he had the end of the year, if he projects out where better than what he is now, his only 214 per game. If he, by the end of the year, if he's up to McNabb's 258 and keeps the interceptions down and the TDs up, And I think he does a little bit better job of including even more people in the passing game, all at the same time. I think all those things would show that he's made significant improvements overall. And he's in the top 10 quarterbacks, but he's also one of the best clutch quarterbacks.
We've seen that in 2 Super Bowls. David, the one thing I would, you're not wrong with the stats you brought up, right? Like, statistically, here you look at him, his numbers trump Donovan, they trump Foles, like the past quarterbacks. The one thing, and David, it's a good phone call, and it's fair to compare it. The one thing that I think you have to bring up, though, the league has changed, right?
Yeah.
Like, Jalen Hurts right now is about a 70% completion, but the league average is 65. When Donovan, let's just use Donovan in 04. The league average was 59% completion, right? Like, Sometimes I think we get caught up in, oh my goodness, no one's ever done this before. Well, everyone now completes 65% of their
passes. Yeah, it's not a big deal anymore.
I'm not trying to take anything away from Jalen. 70% is good. It's better than average.
Yeah, but it's par for the course.
Right, I think last week when the week opens, he had 68% completion. The whole that was like 15th in the NFL. The whole league does that now.
Yeah.
You okay?
No, I just remembered I got to pick up my ADHD medicine today.
You just remembered?
I was worried about you during that phone call.
Hey, Kyle, I was like, damn, I got to pick up my meds today. I forgot to pick them up.
You know what would be a fun segment? I just workshopped this, Kyle, one day. I take the segment off, and it's you just taking calls.
That is not going to be a good look.
No, it'd be great.
I'm not going to enjoy that.
Like, sometimes, dog, like, people get the long talking, dog. It's hard to pick. It's hard to follow.
Who taught them to long talk?
I mean.
You are responsible.
Listen. I do it when I'm trying to make a point, when I'm trying to be eloquent.
That's what you think they're trying to do.
That's what they're doing.
That was a lot of long talking, though, dog.
But he had to go through the errors and the completion percentage.
Dog, so, okay, what did we accomplish?
Well,
what do we ever accomplish?
Well, okay.
I mean, be real.
That's fair.
This feels like a bigger picture conversation. What is the point of all of this?
I mean, that's fair.
What the hell are we doing?
But it's just like, you know what I mean? I was just like, damn, I need my meds. I forgot to take them. I ain't got them. So I'm going to go pick them up today.
You don't even have them?
No, I got, like, I've been busy. Yeah. I'm going to go pick them up today, though, as soon as I leave here.
Yeah.
as soon as I leave.
You know, we're getting tomorrow. We're getting on point sharp Douglas on his meds. Back in business.
Well, you know, it takes a little while to get back in. You know what I mean?
Next week.
A couple days.
Next week.
No, I'll give you probably Friday.
Okay. Well, because I'm Friday.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and you know, load up tonight. I'm gonna go ahead and take it.
Is that how the medicine works?
Well, no, you're not load up. I can't take two at a time. Then I'll be bouncing off the wall.
Yeah, no.
No, but I'm gonna take it tonight so that it give it a chance to do its thing. You know what I mean? But I was just like, damn.
I was gonna say, I've never heard that about ADHD medicine. Just load up. Miss 3 days, take 3 doses. I don't think it works like that, man.
It doesn't.
No, I mean, I'm not. It's not like I've been off. It's only been a couple of days, but it just made me remember. I was like, damn, I ain't take my meds this morning.
Well, you should have thanked our caller then.
Thank you.
Yes.
Was it Dave?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Hey, great call. Call again.
215-592-9494. Steve in Haddon Heights is up on WIP. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Steve?
I'm loving Graham back because him and you got to go back there and get some enthusiasm in that backfield.
That's all BG, man. That's all BG. I think BG.
I remember.
Well, I mean, that's about 25.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
They wore leather helmets
back then.
That's okay. I want to know what you think, and I might be way off on this, but can you compare what's happening with AJ with Terrence Owen now?
No.
What happened back with that? Not at all?
No, because T.O. was in your face. Like, T.O. wasn't no passive-aggressive individual. You know, I mean, if T.O. had something to say, you knew exactly. I mean, you knew exactly where he was coming from. I mean, he's like that now. He has not changed one bit. So if it was T.O., you would know how he was feeling, you know. So, it's kind of different with A.J. A.J.'s frustrated. You know, AJ's frustrated with the offense. He's frustrated how he's being used.
But he just had 4 catches for 121 yards and 2 touchdowns.
You know what's funny? When I forgot which day it was, but me and Ike were talking about that. And we said something to the fact. We said it tongue-in-cheek, but it's kind of ironic that he picked the day that he picked to say what he said.
Yeah.
And he's like, he probably still ain't happy. And I think I said it or Ike said it, but the retort was, yeah, he probably ain't. But that was the conversation.
So he's never going to be happy.
No, he's not. He's not.
Well, I think Jalen's going to have a big game this week. He's going to be number one and two on your list next week.
Oh, I like that.
Number one and two.
I like that.
All right. I love it. I want to talk a little bit about the Bryce Harper thing.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it should have stayed in-house, first of all, but it's not. So I'm going to give the side of Dombrowski for a minute. He paid all this money for Bryce, and I love Bryce. You paid all this money for Bryce. We haven't got a championship yet. And then he's wearing the socks, and I don't know whether he gets approval to wear the socks that he did in the Mets game, you know.
Oh, the rivalry pack. Yeah, that nonsense.
And he has the bat, you know. That was cute, but he has the bat, and he's very influential on who we brought in. And so I can see it a little bit from his side, but letting go of Hoffman, who's my neighbor here across the street, I can't believe he did that. So that was a real mistake. So That's what I have today.
Well, yeah. Well, and part of that was Bryce was going to become the first baseman, so they really had no spot for Hoskins. And Steve, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, so he's siding with the Phillies there in Dombrowski. Ultimately, I've always sided with the Phillies on the contract thing. You know, Hugh, Bryce Harper and Boris, in that column that I was reading some of the quotes from earlier, Boris said that when they signed here, he encouraged Bryce to put opt-outs in his deal because that would give him leverage, right? If he plays
Bryce
well,
wanted to be here.
Right, and it would help. That's how you can get more money, right? You opt out, you get a new contract. And Bryce said no, right? Bryce said, I
want to be here.
Well, then you know what you can't do? You
opt
can't,
out.
You can't ask for more money.
Yeah.
Right. You signed a 13-year deal.
He felt like he could, though.
Well, that's fine. But that I think that's where this whole thing started.
Well, it's also started because, like, listen, it's not lost on me how people feel about Bryce Harper. The fact that he, in a sense, resurrected this franchise, because I like to coin the era, the Odubel Herrera era.
And that wasn't a good era.
And it wasn't a good era.
Michael Franco, Cesar Hernandez.
And I understand why people feel the way that they feel. And they're very, very defensive of Bryce Harper, especially when you talk about trading. But the reality is this. If you look at it, which a lot of you refuse to do, there's a disconnect somewhere. And it started with Dombrowski. Because think about it like this. I know it's probably hard for some folks to do that, but think about it like this. He came out in a press conference, and he fired the first salvo.
Yeah, and now Boris is – and here we go.
Like, he fired the first salvo. That's like, you used an analogy a week ago about getting a divorce. Like, the parents are still together, but somebody says, you know what? This ain't working for me.
Yeah, and you can, and you know what? Where are the kids in this as the fans?
And
we sense it.
You feel – it's uncomfortable, and you don't want to believe it. Like, you got a brother and sister. One brother doesn't want to believe it, but the sister's like, hey, something's going on here.
Kids know.
Because that's what this is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this
215-592-9494. On the other side, your phone calls on all these things. The Bryce Harper situation, I have my eye on it. Something is going on with the Phillies and Bryce Harper. Boris fired back yesterday. We'll get the Sixers' expectations for the season. It tips off tonight against the Celtics. And do you believe the Eagles' passing game has turned the corner? I do. Midday show live from Deco, the Food Hall in Wilmington on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's NBA tip-off week in FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel. Official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.